7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, okay. Not terrible.
Here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of
The Doobie Goggles Committee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, everyone. And I thought today was going to be a little bit of a synth day, but I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know what's going on, but the weather got weird. How weird's the weather, Tobe? Well, they told me it was 15 degrees. It's not 15 degrees. It's about 18 degrees now, but I'm also in direct sun. It got strangely cool. It was windy yesterday. I thought it was going to be windy and rainy today, but no. No. They said rain. There ain't no rain. And that means that I had to come outside. Because this very well could be the last time I get to go outdoors this year. Well, I mean this spring. This could be the last time we go outside for a couple of months. So I decided I have to come out and look for some marmots today. Even though it's Saturday, I'm out here at Tranquility Park on the gyro ball side. There's no gyro ball, but there's a couple of other sort of medium-sized games going on. But not much. So I'm trying to look down into the creek, but now all the grass has grown up really tall and everything's nice and green. I do like greenness. I enjoy the greeny greenness of all this green. So that's good. Alright. Oh. Let's move up. Let's see what we can find. Now, should I? Yeah, I'm going to take my sunglasses off here. And see what's going on. Are we ever going to get some rain? Are we ever going to get any mushrooms? I get the feeling that we're not going to have a morel season this year. But, you know, as soon as I say that, then we're going to get rain. And we're going to get morels at the last possible second. So maybe I should say that. We're not going to get any morels this year. And that'll make us get some. I sure hope so. It could happen. It could happen. Alright, so I think this Mati who was in this hole probably moved. So we just... Okay, here comes bike. So I gotta get off the path here. Ooh. So we need to check the next marmot den, which is over by the scary tree here. See if we got any Matis over there. Alright. Sneaking through the little fox zone here. Have we seen a fox at all this year? I don't know if I have. I don't think so. But it's possible. And maybe I just don't remember. Alright, we just had those two bikes come through here, but maybe we'll have a Mati looking at us. Alright, looking into the trees, no marmots in the trees. Looking at the base of the trees, oh, the grass is so tall. I'm scanning around. Huh, it's getting warmer out here a lot faster. Scanning around. There's a birdie over there. Hi, birdie. Okay, I don't see anything over here. I'm gonna look into the creek. Yeah, it's all overgrown. I can't see my holes anymore. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Well, not immediately seeing any marmots. But now that this grass has grown up, you can see where the marmot in the den by the scary tree has been walking right here to go down into the creek, get a drink of water, and walk back up. Walk through the grass there. I have a feeling that den is still in use. And God, I really hope that there's a gestating female down in there thinking, get these damn babies out of me. I'm tired of being pregnant. Marmots will be birthing babies very soon, in the next week or two. Like now. Now and in the next week. It's always this time of year. Okay, now I'm in direct sun and I kind of don't like it. Yuck. Alright, let's get moving. I gotta tell you what I did last night. Tons of exciting stuff. I was watching three cushion billiards. And I watched this one game that was mind-bogglingly good. It started off, one guy was a little slow and one guy got hot fast. A Vietnamese guy, this guy. What was his name? Something Nguyen, but this guy was on fire. He started slaughtering this other guy. This guy was so good that I think it was his third or maybe it was his fourth turn. He made some shot, and I think it was a five cushion shot. Okay, yeah, it's neat. You see him a lot though, right? So in his next shot, I kid you not, a seven cushion shot. Crowd goes wild. His next shot, he does the same thing. Seven cushion shot. Crowd goes wild. And it's like his fourth shot. His shot is only a three cushion shot and he misses. He misses the three cushion shot after making 2 7 cushion shots in a row. It was insane. This guy was great. And then after a while, then the other guy caught fire and the other guy started making craziest shots. I've never been so glued to a three cushions billiards match before. I mean, I'll pay attention, but man, this one was like getting exciting. It was crazy. Madness. Seems like there's a lot of water in this little creek here today. What is... The new weir. How is that not going to cause more corrosion? Or not corrosion, erosion. In this creek. What the hell do I know? All I know is that last night I saw a weird news story, a little clip. I was watching videos and stuff, and I saw this one on... This was a news story from a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago. And this blew my mind. And it was basically a kid. Maybe I should tell it in some kind of order. Is that a blue golf ball? No, that wouldn't be floating. That's a blue ball pit ball. Maybe that's the same blue ball pit ball that was upstream. Okay, I don't remember where this happened. Was it in North Carolina? I don't know. A little girl was, playing around in her backyard or wherever. When suddenly, and this, I think that they said this girl was like eight years old or so. When suddenly, a teenage kid who was a minor, they haven't released his name, teenage kid comes out of the woods grabs the little girl, clamps his hand over her mouth, and starts trying to drag her into the woods. The older brother of the girl, who is still younger than the assailant, sees this happening from inside the house. And the story is reported that the kid came out with a slingshot, took a shot at the assailant, hit him in the head. The assailant releases the girl. Kid takes another shot, hits him in the chest. Assailant flees. Bike coming. A bike coming through the S's here. Zoom! Lots of birds out here yapping today too. Okay, you know, the kids call the police and the police find this guy. And so that's basically it. And of course, like all American news services, they don't actually give you any of the information that you want to know. They don't give you any pertinent information. It's just, you know, really vague. So you can gossip about it with your friends around the water cooler, which is, anyway. What'd the kid use in the slingshot? You need to understand that you can shoot anything out of a slingshot. You can shoot a piece of wood, you can shoot a rock, you can shoot a steel ball bearing, you can use lead shot, you can use a sugar cube, you can use dice, okay, anything. And what kind of slingshot was it? These are the things I need to know. Why do you need to know this, Tobe? So I can find this kid, congratulate him, and welcome him to Johan Club. So I want to go up to this kid and just say, nice shot, Johan. Johan! Okay, so I'm at the pit of despair, looking down into the pit, looking at the far walls, looking at all the holes. Let's get up here a little bit further. Come on. I want to see some matties. Nice shot, Johan. Nice freaking shooting. And the cops apparently really appreciated this kid. They're just like, nice one, homie. Good job. Yeah, I'd like to find this kid. You know, give him half a ton of ball bearings. Nice work, kid. Maybe a nice new slingshot. Johan. Now you might be wondering, Tobe, why do you keep saying Johan? Because Johan Club. What the hell is Johan Club? Well, ooh, wait, here's some Caprinus popping up. So we got some mushrooms. We got some mushroom buddies popping up by the trees. These are the trees that used to give us oyster mushrooms, and the trees eventually came down. They got pushed off to the side here. And then they started giving us puffballs. And then Tremestes versicolor. There's some Tremestes over here. I want puffballs. Bring back the puffballs. Puffballs are so great. Looking around, don't see anything else. Okay, let's see if we can get up here and find some matties. Where the hell are my damn marmots? Johan Club. No matties over here. What about up there? See, this bend, I think all the marmots are on this side where we can't see them. There could be a marmot under my feet right now. All right, let's sneak through here nice and slowly. We're in the last of the shade. And I'm not seeing much. What about over here? Oh, geez. God, we can't see anything anymore. So much green, so much leaf. So much leaf is blocking my view. Okay, Johann Club. Ever since I was a child, I've been an extreme slingshot enthusiast. And I blame my grandfather. I'm 99% sure it was my grandfather who made and handed me my first slingshot. Yeehaw! And so Whoa, who's under there? This plant just jerked and moved and did something weird. There's a buddy under here. Who's under here? I hear you. Hi. Hi. Where are you going? I hear you. Where are you going, my buddy? I can't see anything because it's just so thick and green. Who's in here? It's probably Bun. I don't want to scare my bun friend, so I'm going to leave. Peace to my buns. Bun bun time. Yummy smelling stuff. Smells good. Oh, Big B. Where is he? Oh, he's directly above me. He's on the same flowers that I'm smelling. And they're delicious. Oh, where'd he go? Did he land or did he leave? Oh, he landed. Where? I can't see him. He's above my head. He's a thug. Listen to him. Holy crap, he is pretty big. Oh my goodness. Where is he? Oh yeah. Okay, I got a good... Oh, he's fat as hell. He's not long, he's just chubby. Oh yeah, and not... Oh, he moved, he's kind of flying away. Not only was he wide, his wide body bumbler. Not only that, he was laden with pollen. He had just two huge balls of pollen lumped up on the side of him, making him look even wider. I mean, he looked wider than he was long. Where'd he go? Yes, Big Bumbler. I love Big Bumbler. I want more Big Bumbler. Okay, wait, we gotta look over here for... Oh, it smells good. Gotta look for Matis over here. No Matis. Oh, now what to do? Okay, let's go over to the other side and look down into here and see if there's anybody down here. This means we have to walk around the headwaters of the creek here in the, I don't know what you call this, the Tranquility Park watershed. Do, having fun. So, as a young child, growing up with a slingshot enthusiasm, I eventually met my friend Booper. Well, actually, that doesn't make any sense. No. I was given a slingshot when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I met Booper when I was 6. And it turns out he really likes slingshots too. So we were always out slingshotting. And as we grew older, we were improving our slingshots because we were lucky to live close enough to various department stores that we just buy slingshots if we were so inclined. So we did. And by the time we were about, 10, 11, 12 years old, we're getting ridiculously good with these things. And I'm trying to think of when exactly that was. It was probably, it was the summer before 7th grade. So we would have been, 12, 11 years old? You'd think I'd know this, considering it was only like 5 years ago, 6 years ago now. Damn, I'm getting old. All right, as I walk around the back here, everything's grown over, but they did come in here with... Jeez, I can't believe how much all of this stuff has grown in less than a week. Okay, so anyway, that particular summer, we spent a hell of a lot of time, you know, playing in the creek, playing in the storm drains, and generally being Johann. What the hell is Johann? I don't know. To this day, you got to understand that this is kind of a booperism. And Boop likes to say completely random weird crap at the strangest times. And that happened at one point. Somebody took a shot, made a good shot, and then Boop just said, Johann! As in Johann Sebastian Bach. And I said to him, what the hell are you talking about, Johann? What? So yeah, I just like that word, you know, because words are good. There are great words in this world. You should learn some and say them all the time. Even if they don't make any damn sense and have no context for what you're doing. Oh, here's a fresh pile of sand over here. They dumped. Have there been anybody digging in the sand? Hey, this is some pretty nice sand. That's expensive sand. Not the most expensive, but... All right, let's get up here to the creek. Look down in this good spot. Oh, everything is overgrown, but I can still mostly see some of the good spots, and I don't see any Mahdi's. All right, let's keep going. Hey, was that concrete slab cracked last time? No, somebody's been messing with that too. Looks like the kids have been playing around in here. Okay, so... that summer, we're spending a lot of time down in the creek playing with our slingshots. And our favorite thing to do is to throw something in the creek that floats and then shoot at it, moving targets, right? Johann! And somehow, Boop kept saying Johann because he liked to say the word Johann. Yeah, about 6 months later, the word is going to change to Zimbabwe. But at the time, it was still Johann. And that's when we decided to start Johann Club. And Johann Club, who was in Johann Club? I don't know, I guess it was just me and Boop. And what do you do in Johann Club? Nothing. You just kind of run around with slingshots and play. Shoot stuff in the creek. No marmots over here. Let's check up here. Johann. And so I made a Johann Club logo that was a stylized slingshot. That also looked like one of the YMO logos, but that was before I got into YMO. All right, I'm walking along the backside of the Pit of Despair. I don't see anything. Yeah, where's my mutties? You'd think they'd be out today. It's nice and sunny. It's a little bit cool, so maybe they're thinking, oh, I need to warm up. I need to catch some rays. But I don't see any marmots catching any rays anywhere. Maybe we'll have some up here at the horizontal forest. Let's go check. And long story short, Johann Club, as an official entity, didn't last very long. Only because it kind of got forgotten about. Not that we weren't slingshotting and stuff, but if you ask Boop today if he remembers Johann Club, he'll say, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, I gotta be really quiet here as I approach the horizontal forest. Where's my Mahdi's? Anybody sunning down here today? Where's my Mahdi's? Nope. What about down there? Nope. Where the hell are all my damn marmots today? Thought they would have been out, but I guess that's okay. I'm just walking in the springtime, almost summertime. It's yummy smelling out here. I can smell more of those flowers and they smell delicious. And now I want a hamburger. Why do I want a hamburger suddenly? No, today's not hamburger. Today's frozen pizza. Because I went to the store. Johann Club. It was a concept. A concept that never really fleshed itself out. But it's still something in my memory. And every time I pick up one of my slingshots, not every time. 80% of the time I pick up a slingshot, the first thing I think in my mind is, Johann. Now, part of the reason that Johann dissolved is Zimbabwe. Around the same time, what was the name of that song? I can't think of it. Stevie Wonder had a song. What was it called? But there's this line in it. My uncle, he told me to go to Zimbabwe. And he told me to wear my moon boots. Well, Zimbabwe became our favorite word after that. Because let's face it, Zimbabwe is one of the greatest words in spoken language, in the history of spoken language. Zimbabwe. It's just fun to say. And it sounds awesome, and it's probably a great place. I've never been there. But I know what the first... somebody coming back on the trail? No. Okay, regardless. Yeah, so everything became Zimbabwe. And then somehow we developed a sport called Zimbabwe ball that we would play before school down in the gym. I don't even remember what this damn game was. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? A bunch of idiot kids. Running around just trying to keep ourselves entertained all the time. Oh, yeah. And Boop's birthday was like 4 days ago. I kind of forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I remembered in the morning, and then I remembered the next morning. So, I got to email him. Tell him to wear his moon boots. And go to Zimbabwe. Ba-ba-bow. Oh, what else did I do last night? Oh, I went to the store. For no reason other than to buy some cola beverage. Because it was on sale. And I thought, yeah, I like drinking cola beverage at this time of year. So I did that. And I thought, oh, I want some food too. But I didn't know what I wanted. Then I thought, oh, I kind of want a little frozen pizza. Because I'll eat it tonight. Because yesterday I had a light lunch and I didn't eat much. And I thought, oh, I'm going to eat again at night. And then night came along and I really wasn't all that hungry. But... yeah, so the little pizza that I was going to eat last night is still in the freezer. I think I'll go home and eat that now. It's a little pizza. And it has one of those mustaches on it. It's one of those mustache pizzas. So we can punch out the mustache. And then, which one is it, though? Is it the Freddie Mercury mustache, or is it the... What's the character's name from the pizza place downtown? Nah, it doesn't matter. Well, that's another photo I still need to get. I need to get a picture of me and that statue. Because the statue's holding a lute. Or a mandolin. And I get my zook. We could be statue band. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Leon Radio. It's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Johann. Oh. Yeah. Kind of hungry for a little bit of pizza and cola flavored beverage. Yes. Zimbabwe.